Hello, this is Ken Taylor from London. Office surveys show that managers are often seen as being disconnected from their staff and unwilling to listen to the people who work for them. Personal development is no longer given priority, and employees feel that they cannot complain. Problems are buried, and stress levels rise. To counteract these difficulties, we need the courage to ask for support when we feel insecure in our jobs, and we need to learn how to offer support to each other effectively. There are many ways in which we can give each other support at work, from getting someone a cup of coffee to offering advice on how to handle a customer complaint. Here, we'll practice asking for and giving support to colleagues. But first, let's consider our attitudes to asking for support. You'll hear a statement. In the following pause, you decide whether you agree or disagree. Then I'll tell you my opinion. Okay? Let's start.
Many people are afraid of asking for support.
I agree. We are afraid that others will think we are unsure or lacking in knowledge and skills. Next one.
It is easier to ask for help than to avoid the problem.
I disagree. Often we don't want to disturb or interrupt other people, so we prefer to push the problem into the future. Next.
We don't ask for support because we sometimes worry that our request will not remain confidential.
I agree. We worry about colleagues gossiping about us. Next one.
We need to choose carefully the people we ask to help us.
I agree. They must have the relevant skills and be willing to support us. Next.
Working alone is less stressful than asking for help.
I disagree. If you work alone and get it wrong, this creates much more stress. Next one.
Support is easier to give if there's a strong culture of giving and receiving feedback.